Hello, everyone. This is Vicki with the Vicki Ford Show. It is so good to be with you this Monday evening. It's just been such a wonderful week this week. And, you know, I've missed you, so I didn't get to hear you last week and talk to you. And so it's just a pleasure to be back with you. I have a very special guest tonight, and I will introduce her shortly. We will be taking calls. So, you know, get your phone ready and call in for some. You'll get a chance to talk with Sherry Hobson and myself. And let me just tell you a little bit about Sherry. She's going to be on with us in just a moment, but let me introduce her anyway. She is a psychic medium, and she's from San Diego, California. She's, for the last 18 years, has been spent learning the techniques of being a medium and transforming the lives of those that need guidance and support. She started out knowing that she was having these gifts as a child and didn't know quite what to do with them. And so she learned through great, wonderful instructors and teachers how to use these wonderful abilities that she has. And she does, she's like myself, she does a lot of online readings, and for people overseas, she does Skype. So, you know, I will be having her on shortly. And in the meantime, I want to let you know that we will be taking calls. So go ahead and get your calls going in there, and we'll be taking them. We're going to be talking a lot about you know, clearings and houses, how houses can get haunted, and the clearings. And I actually had something like that happen on my own home too, so I'll share that with you. Now, while we're waiting for Sherry to come on, I want to let you know that I have shifted my website at Vicki Ford, VIKKI Ford.com, to add some very transformational past life regressions. I will talk to you more about it in a week or two as well, but I want you to come visit me at VickiFord.com. Go to the contact page and find out a little bit more about these wonderful transformational healings. I'm doing them for light workers and beautiful, you know, enlightened souls like yourself. And, you know, you say, well, how do you know that I'm enlightened, Vicki? And I say, because you're searching. People that are searching are enlightened. And it's so wonderful because you know that you may not have all the answers. And I'm going to tell you, the most highly trained, most highly whatever person on this planet these days, they still have journeys. Until you leave the body this life, you still have journeys. And even on the other side, you have journeys. So I want you to remember that you never, ever give up training and understanding and going through, you know, life's journeys. So when I say that you're enlightened, I know that you are. You wouldn't be listening to wonderful BBS shows, and, you know, you wouldn't be listening to my show, because you would not be searching. You would not be wanting more. You would say, you know, the house is enough, the car is enough, you know, I have a wife and two kids, or a husband and two kids, and my life is complete. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I say, bravo. And what I'm calling enlightened souls are those that are in this major shift that we're going through, the self-ascension. And you know how you self-ascend? You know, we always say, well, how do you self-ascend? I mean, what does that really mean? Self-ascension means that you discover yourself. You find out more about yourself. When you find out the little self and the big self, the big self is the higher self, that part of you that completes the whole you. When all of that comes into being, at that point in time, you are ascending. That is what causes ascension, is that finding out, know thyself. Know thyself is the real key here. So I just want to share that. Sherry, are you online now? Are you actually on here? I don't think Sherry's gotten on. I think she's my special guest, and if something happens and we can't get her on this evening, are you there, Sherry?
I am here.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, we were. You know, we were just, all the listeners and myself were just talking about learning about self and self-ascension and how we actually, you know, do that. So, well, welcome, Sherry. I introduced you earlier. Yes. I wanted to let everyone know that we are taking callers now that Sherry is on. So if you want to go ahead and let Seth know, we'll take your calls as soon as that happens. Now, Sherry, I get very intrigued with your interest in haunting, clearings, and blessings. Tell us a little bit about how you got into that, and just tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I didn't get into it intentionally. I actually was suffering a little bit from some hauntings, and so it kind of pushed me into it. About 20 years ago, I was living in a very older home, and in the middle of the night, I started having things bothering me to the point where things would move across the dresser. About 20 years ago, I had a water bed, and I would have things jump up and down on the water bed and pulling my hair, watching clocks spin, that type of stuff. It was very terrifying to me. And the last straw was I finally had somebody like run out of a wall, and it was a woman screaming, "I don't know what to do, and I can't even have a drink." And she ran out the other wall, and I just went flying out of the house, and I just said, "That's
Oh.
it, I'm done." I was terrified. Every part of me was terrified. So I basically went into it for a need to kind of have my life settle down, and a need to have some sanity in my life, and not live with so much fear.
Did you actually stay in the house,
Yeah, I
Sherry?
did. I did actually stay in the house for quite a few number of years afterwards.
Well, I want to share something too, because my sister had a house like that in Louisiana. It was a very old home. And there would be lights going on and off. And there was a light that stayed on in her guest room where I would always stay. And I was, I'm like you. I can sense them, I can see them, and I can feel them, and I hear them. And so I turned the light off one night because it was bothering me. Well, let me tell you, Sherry, that was not a good idea. I'm telling you that. I mean, this is their house. I'm a visitor. And I had to turn it back on because you could see, you could feel them. They were angry. And I did everything at that point in time. I started to release them. But what was happening, and I want to get your viewpoint on this, my sister was keeping them there.
That's correct.
Yes, she
Yes.
was keeping them there. And do you know that she finally died? They really, she was, I do believe, in a beautiful way now, they were helping her to transcend her. She would never share with me. She just said, "Vicki, I don't want them to leave." So I wanted to get your thoughts on that because to help people understand how is it that for instance, my sister could keep them there where I'm sitting there trying to get them to release, but it was her home. So
Well,
let's talk about that.
there's a couple of different things that go on with energy and energy centers and how they're able to be there in certain vortexes, in certain dimensions, in certain realms. There are portals that open up, and sometimes these portals are actually attached to people. They're not attached to the homes. And through these portals is how that energy comes through. So every once in a while, when you go to do a clearing, you're not actually clearing the house, you need to clear a person. And the portals open up around in the outer chakras, which are not part of the main chakras, but the outer chakras within the auras and stuff. That's where you'll see the portals open up. And some people are actually talented enough to open up vortexes, where they'll actually change the energy of a house through opening up a vortex. And once that vortex opens, depending on the level and the frequency and vibration of the vortex, you can let a lot of different things in on a lot of different energy levels.
Right. It's very interesting. I was at a distance from my home, Sherry, and I did that very thing from my home. I could feel the stuck flows here, and I actually opened up a portal, and there was a Indian. I live on Indian sacred ground here, and the people that built this home should never have built it, okay? They should never have built it, but they did, and I had to get a lot of healings done and release the spirit, and so that she knew that she was free and honor her. And it was just a whole ceremony that a friend and I did. I did it by myself, but I also had someone else that knew the land very well. So I understand what you're saying. Now, you also do this for people that are in San Diego and around your area. Tell us how that would work. How would you come out to someone's home and do this? Give us an example of that so that people can understand that, especially in your area.
And I actually do it long distance as well. I actually
Okay,
clear
all
houses
right.
long distance.
Okay.
So, but
Okay.
when I go into somebody's home, I actually go and I go room by room, and I do what's called feng shuiing in the other dimensions, where you're actually clearing the energy from different dimensional forces that are within the different realms.
Okay.
And so we'll go in and clear each room, and I do that by doing my energy work. And opening up a different vortex to close down a portal or a chakra or something that is open within the house. And so I'll just go room by room by room to clear it. I've also gone out and cleared the land if there's negative elementals versus positive elementals, you know, to kind of clear that negative energy off as well.
Okay.
Just start doing inventory work. You know, yeah. And there's been a couple times where I've actually shut down the portals and I've actually had a ghost manifest in front of everybody. And
it kind of freaked
everybody, yeah, kind of freaked everybody out, you know, and they kind of look like heat waves, you know, on a highway. Mm-hmm. And then they start in as heat waves and then they come in like full force when you shut down a portal on them and they cannot leave off that dimensional. So sometimes you have to be careful that you're crossing somebody over before you actually shut them down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I understand what you're talking about, and I want to ask what kind of callers would you get for someone to know that they needed this kind of clearing? You know, I'm trying to help the folks that are listening to say,
And the different symptoms that will occur is that people become almost miserable in their own homes. They'll notice that their demeanor changes. You know, yeah. And they'll have a lot more fights or a lot more arguments in the house. Mm-hmm. Some of the things is that the coldness in the rooms, you know, with the cold going off and on in the rooms. Okay. Out here in San Diego, that's a big thing, you know, because we're very temperature oriented. But some of the other things are funny smells in the house that you can't seem to get rid of.
Okay.
And they're not coming from, they're really not coming from the, you know, physical plane. They're coming from the spiritual plane.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You know, I have a friend that has a ghost that they call Stinky. And every time he comes into the room, you can smell him.
Now, have they not been able to, do they not want to release that? Because, I mean, there's
no
way.
I said, let me cross them over. Because
yes.
Part of my issue with this and a lot of with the healing work that I do is when people have a trauma in a past life, a lot of times they will cross over, but they'll leave bits and pieces of themselves behind and fragment their energy. And mm-hmm. so some of that, what is left behind, is actually a spiritual imprint of another person that's actually connected to that trauma. All right. So leaving them in that dimension and leaving them in that vortex of energy is actually harming them in their current lifetime.
Yes,
and because they're still going through that. So I don't like really to leave anybody behind. I like to cross mm-hmm. them over, kind of heal the soul and help the soul so they're not fragmented mm-hmm. in different pieces.
I want to share something because I get a lot of callers and different people, and I'm sure that you have too, Sherry, mm-hmm. that, you know, in our world today, there are a lot of families that are uniting in the sense of an older parent mm-hmm. older parents living with their children or vice versa, where the children are having to live and they inherit the home. I have a client out in California that's like that. Mm-hmm. And she feels the energy there. And I, you know, the woman, the older woman, you know, or the man, how do you work with people who have an older person in the house? Because, you know, a lot of times they'll bring in with their sadness and their regret and their thought patterns of all that they didn't do this life. They'll bring in spiritual energies. And how mm-hmm. do you deal with people like that? Because I know there are a lot of callers. Even though they're not calling, y'all aren't picking up your phone tonight, but that's okay. I think they're fascinated by this conversation. How do you help those kinds of folks, Sherry, that they can't change the circumstance, they can't kick the parent out or the sick person out or, you know, whatever the situation, and because that's not kind. But mm-hmm. how do you feel that, how do you help them with that type of situation?
Well, there's a couple of different things that I recommend. One is saging, you know, and saging the room.
Yeah.
Also using dragon's blood. Dragon's blood actually is a floral essence that you can spritz, mix it with distilled water and dragon's blood in a spritzer and spritz it around the room. It actually closes portals and vortexes for them.
Okay.
And it will get rid of that level of energy.
Okay.
We do have that quite a bit where I actually have one of my clients who just brought her mother home from the nursing home to pass.
Okay.
And she is dealing with that as well, you know, with all the negative energy coming into the house and all that kind of stuff. And so she goes in and sprays the dragon's blood like once a day, and it is so much more peaceful in that home, clearing the energy in that manner.
What kind of a combination does it have to be? I mean, like 30 drops of dragon blood or...
About half and half, half water, half dragons. Yeah, you don't want to dilute it too much, but half and half is good.
And where can you find this for the listeners on here? Because I've really actually had a, I did not know about this, so this is fascinating to me. The dragon's bug, do you just get it off the internet?
Yeah, you can find it at any of the metaphysical bookstores, you know, under essential oils or off the internet. It is a rare flower, so it's getting to be a little hard to find, but it is powerful.
Okay, and, well, that's so good.
Even for
know.
A child who's not sleeping at night, even for that to kind of spray it in the room a few times, you'll notice that they relax immediately.
Isn't that amazing?
It's really so good. Beautiful. It's really good stuff.
Yeah. Well, now tell us a little bit more about what you do. Now, I'm very interested in closing the portals and the vortexes. So if someone were, you know, whether they're in California or wherever, because I know distant work is doing it the same as if you're there. I understand that.
Right.
And I want other people to understand that. So if they're about to sell their home or they have someone that they feel is negative in the home, but they can't make a change in that, Sherry, there's the big key. A lot of times we can make a change, but sometimes we can't, people can't make changes in their life. You know, like your friend that had to bring her mother home, she has to do that.
Right, exactly.
You know, so I'm fascinated by this. So what? How else would someone know, other than what you had mentioned, that they might need a cleansing in their house? And I'll share something with y'all too about some cleansing I did.
Yeah, when things are blocked and they can't seem to get out of issues or problems, it may be sometimes coming from an energy within the house. We have a tendency to open up negative energy centers when we are putting out a thought into the future about something that we don't want to face or something that we don't want to do.
Okay.
And so what that happens is when we're at home doing that, it embeds that energy into the house.
Okay.
And so from that negative thought forms, you know, so it may be about paying bills or taxes or, you know, having to kick somebody out of the house or get a divorce or something like that, where we're constantly thinking about it. What we're doing is actually building up the energy and building up the energy and building up the energy to the point where now you have opened up either a portal or a vortex from your own doing. And that is another, and it seems like you can't get out of it. You keep going through it and through it and through it.
Right.
And you're stuck in that emotional pattern.
Okay.
That is that time to get a clearing on the house as well.
Right. I want to share something because I had a clearing on my house. My home is for sale. And, you know, everyone has said, well, it's not the right market. And I said, well, you know, I'm not going to buy into that. The right kind of person that needs this home and wants this home will find it and they will buy it. And so I had an Indian, Yellow Horse is his name, and he's here in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And he came and did a whole cleansing on the house inside and out, got the feelings out of the house. Because, see, I don't know how you feel about this, but I would rather have someone else do it on my home than me do it on my own home.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's too close for me personally.
Right.
You know,
right.
I don't know how you feel about that. But the dragon's blood, I'm going to get. I love that. I love that idea. But how do you feel that the Indian, the Southwestern Indians do it a little differently than, say, maybe the way you're doing it? I find that it's it feels like it's a little bit different. So
It is a little bit different on the clearings that they do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using an energy force to clear it. But when it all comes down to it, our power and our existence is only by thought, you know. And so our thought is the intention. And when they're putting that intention into the house, they are now using their energy to clear it. And so all in all, you know, it can be done many different ways. And even people that are listening, if they want to bless their own home and put that intention of clearing, they're capable of doing it.
Yes.
You know, if they have the belief that they can do it.
Well, I bless my home almost every week. I'll go in with sage and I will do blessings on the house. If the energy shifted, Sherry, you know how that feeling where you just feel like it's shifted? I'll go right away and get my sage out and go all over the house. So that's very interesting because that's a very powerful aspect of clearing. It keeps it cleared up a little better. This is very interesting that we're talking about this. Now, I'm going to play a little game here because we're not getting a lot of callers tonight. I don't know what's going on. A lot of times they'll call maybe at the mid-hour. But I kind of thought I might just for the fun of it do a reading on you, and maybe you could do a reading on me so people get an idea of how you do your work. Would you like to do anything like that if you have a specific question?
Sure.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun so people can get...
I think I have a specific question, though.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. You don't have to have a specific question. What I'm going to do is just get your birthday, and I'm going to do a reading on you using the Voyager Tarot and kind of get a sense of what's going on with you right now just using that. You don't even have to have a specific question. It's okay.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. My birthday is 10-6-60.
10-6-60, so you are a Libra. Oh, those are so much. You know, you Libras are the most wonderful people to work with. It is so powerful to work with Libras. I mean, y'all have such a wonderful energy and balancing of working with people. Because I know you helped me with something today, and it just feels you have that wonderful energy that you do that. I know that you're a wonderful healer and psychic medium just because of that in itself. So very interesting. Now you've only got a couple of more months where you're in this year. Now, when I talk about this year, I mean the year that you're in now, before your birthday, from birthday to birthday. And it's very interesting because it's a very strong year for you right now, Sherry, to really love and really connect the both sides of you, the male aspect, the go-gettedness of you, and actually receiving part of you, the feminine side. It's a very strong year for you to balance those two out. It's almost like a joining of the male and female. And so many people think about it as, oh, well, I have to go get married to have that union. But I know that you understand that it's about your own inner connection.
That's correct.
And so I know that there's something right now that's really creating a beautiful time for you to even bring that together even more. And it's fascinating because I know that we've talked before, but I do get a sense that you have had to bring those two forces together, because when you're receiving, you're just sort of like letting the flow come in. And then when you're doing the go get 'em aspect of the male energy, that, you know, that strong male directive energy, sometimes females have a difficult time with that. You don't. I know that you don't. But I'm just saying that life can be, you know, that ambiguity of having to do it all. And especially if you're a single parent, having to be the male and the female. So this is a very strong year for you right now to bring those two forces together, to be comfortable with the change of that. It's also about loving yourself, that embracing the opposites of all that you're going through with this, and being intimately involved with other people at the same time, but also maintaining that self-integrity. The femininity of you, because you feel very, very feminine, but you also have that beautiful essence of that male energy about you. So I can tell that you've done a lot of work on this, and this year is just a very strong year for you to be very aware of that. And what's going to be so fascinating for you, Sherry, is that you're going to be you're going to actually be able to bring in a very wonderful man because of this, because he's going to be very balanced himself. That's going to be very powerful. So just wanted to share that. Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. And then we have a caller. We have a couple of callers. So I wanted to share that next year coming up in October, going to be a very strong doing year for you. A lot of action, a lot of motion, a lot of things popping. So just want to share that.
Thank you.
Welcome. And we have Angel Michael from Carmel is online too. How are you this evening, Michael?
I'm fine. You knew it was me.
I know it's you. I'm psychic. You know that.
That's right. I'm doing fine.
Well, I am glad to hear that. And have you been have an opportunity to listen to Sherry as she's been chatting?
Yes, I have.
Well, very good. Very good. Did you have a specific question for Sherry this evening, Michael?
I do.
Okay.
A gentleman I've known for quite a while, 20 years probably, wants me to go to work for him, and I'm wondering if he's going to offer me something that's going to be really exciting.
Okay.
Do you need his name? Or?
No, I don't need his name. Do you need his name, Vicki?
No, I'm going to. Okay. Do you want to go ahead and handle this, Sherry, and talk to Michael? Okay, good.
Sure. Michael, he is going to offer you something. However, there are going to be two things missing that you need to look for in the package. And I do think it's going to be exciting, and it does feel like it's going to be there for a while for you. But, again, there's two things missing out of the package that you need to ask for up front. Otherwise, that you will not be able to get it at a later date. Okay? And it's not vacation time. It's more like for one salary, a little bit higher on the income. And the other one is some of the benefits within the office, like help within the office. Okay?
Oh, help within the office?
Yeah, help within the office. Like the people that you're going to be working for to have those designated job duties.
Okay.
Before you go in, okay? Because otherwise it won't change at a later date. So it's just those two things.
I need like a lifesaver, a helper in the office to help me do what I'm going to do.
Right, right. But the job duties need to be just described before you actually go in.
It's very interesting, too, because, Michael, when she was chatting, I sharing this with you, I picked up the very same aspect of a little different way of saying it, is that really make sure that you get to do what you love from day one. Don't just go in there. And basically, that's just what you said, Sherry, is to make sure that you do what you love. Don't play the role. Don't play the role of what you think you're going to have to do. Do what you love, because you'll find that you'll be much happier doing it, because that's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so be very aware of that, okay? Did you want to add anything else, Sherry?
Yeah, every other job I've ever worked for has been the opposite, and I agree with you. At this point in my life, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'm going to be miserable, right?
Yeah, don't. Yeah. It's too past that. Forget it. You know, but I want to thank you so much, Michael, for calling in. I love to hear from you. Y'all are not too far away.
Okay, I'm going to email you, Vicki.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Lisa, and we have another caller. Everyone's from California this evening, so I am thrilled. This is wonderful. Lee, and we will be taking all the calls, so y'all just keep just listening in to Sherry and myself so that you can hang on to your question. Lisa, what's on your mind tonight? How are you guys doing? it's good to hear from you.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
My question is a lot like Michael's. It's regarding work. Currently, I'm working on a temp job this week. I'm wondering if it's going to turn into anything more, and if not, if you see anything better coming along.
Okay, Sherry, are you ready to take that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't see this one turning into a permanent position, but I do see something much better coming along. I see it right after the 4th of July holiday, and it will be a position that you'll be in for a while, but there's a lot of growth opportunity in the company that you're going into. But it's shortly right after the 4th of July holiday, and you will be getting the salary and the income that you're looking for. And so that's going to be very important for you. Okay, so you just have to hold on for just a little bit longer, but this it doesn't feel like it's with this company. It feels like it's with another company that's but similar job duties.
Got you.
And Lisa, when Sherry was doing your reading, I got the numbers 2 to 3. So I feel that it's usually when I feel it that strongly, it's 2 to 3 weeks, and I'm not sure where we are in our dates right now, but I feel that you're going to, it's either 2 to 3 weeks or it's the second and third. I know if you get temporary jobs, it feels like it's a little further down the line, in other words, 2 to 3 weeks or the second or third one coming up, which is pretty much the same thing that Sherry said, you know. So, you know, when you get two or three people saying the same thing, you know it's it's probably right.
Yeah.
Well, yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's right around the corner. It's right around the corner for you. So yeah. I know you've been waiting for a while, but it's coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. When's your birthday, Lisa?
Oh, it's 228-71.
228-71. So you, I just want to look at something for a moment because I feel like I've read for you before.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah, I thought so. I just wanted to share something, yeah, because I just wanted to see what was happening right now for you. Right now it's an emotional time for you. You're going through a lot of emotions, ending old relationships, old patterns of relationships, old patterns within yourself.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that this would be occurring like this. So that, I just kind of wanted to add that in there. So that's wonderful. So,
yeah, definitely ending those patterns. I've been like energetically clearing myself every day.
Oh, good.
Day. Yeah.
Good. Did you hear the information that Sherry shared about clearing your house, Lisa? Did you hear all that?
Oh, yes. I already have my sage. I'm so on it.
Yeah, and while you're listening, Lisa, everyone listening, you can contact Sherry Hobson at sherryhobson.com. That's HOPSON.com. And her phone number is 760-521-2027, just for y'all to know that. We'll mention it at the end of the show as well. And, of course, my website is at VickiFord.com. So, and also, I just wanted to share something, too. It's just time to bust out of your out of whatever you're in. Whatever you're doing is working, Lisa. Congratulations, because it's your time to just, like, that's it. Get out. And, you know, anything else you wanted to share, Sherry?
No, she's on the right path, and it's going to give her security and foundation here shortly.
Oh,
you know,
that's
so
beautiful.
So she's going to have that security and foundation that she's been looking for.
Excellent.
Yeah,
well, thank you, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much. It was good to hear from you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And I just love this because I love having a guest on, Sherry, because it's fun to do readings together.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, especially when we get the same thing and we just say it in a different way. I love it. That's what's so powerful about working with other beautiful light workers like yourself. Pamela, how are you this evening? You're from Laguna Beach, right?
I'm glad that you're both on the radio tonight. I had a question about a job as well, and I haven't worked in a while, and I've been living off my savings, and I'm starting to really get nervous because I don't want to keep living off my savings. I really need to find something that's right for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you can see anything in that situation for me.
Yeah, I will share with you. Do you want to go ahead, Sherry? Do you want to go ahead and take forward on this one? What do you feel for Pamela?
Pamela, what were you doing for a living before?
Well, I was an artist, and then I was doing caregiving just to make a living, and
I had two different kinds of energy coming in now. I understand why. I do see something coming up for you in the caregiving. I don't see anything coming up for you in the artist world, though. There's a lot of fear and hesitation in that energy for you, that you're not moving towards your artistic abilities. But I do see something coming up in the caregiving. So with your artistic work, which really, honestly, you're so gifted and so talented there, you need to put out to the universe on some networking and getting the networking committed, you know, and getting that down for you to start opening the doors up there again. Because they all feel like they're closed solid. But there is some stuff out there as far as income for caregiving. Okay, so just put out to the universe to kind of clear out that old energy that you put in there. Understand that every artist does not have to be a starving artist, okay? and put out some networks out there for some connections for you to start opening those doors because you really are talented in that area. You have a lot of elemental energy that is just opening up your creativity and your artistic connections.
I've been told that before by some psychics that I have that elemental energy, and I think that's true, yeah. I'm just kind of stuck and miserable because when I'm not doing anything creative, I'm just kind of like pretty miserable, you know.
That's exactly right, because your elemental energy, when you close down that elemental energy, it's attached to your root chakra and also the crown chakra. So when you close down what you were supposed to be doing, you actually close down some of your source energy, and it starts to create that depression and anxiety that you feel within you. Okay?
Yeah.
And so staying creative is what you're supposed to be doing. So I know that the caregiving gives you a paycheck, and I know it gives you some stability, but you need to change your viewpoint on artists, and that there are famous artists out there, and there are artists out there that are making plenty of money, and there's no reason why you can't be one.
That's right.
You just have to align yourself back in with that thought process again and not put up those walls in front of you of saying it, you know, that there's not enough money or there's not enough income. And that will help you tremendously open the doors back up again, you know, and balance your energies back up again and get that movement and that energy flowing back through. Okay. It also gives you headaches. You know, when you don't get creative, you also suffer from headaches, right?
You don't get
pressure on the side of your head. It like all builds up
bit,
like on the
nothing.
Side of your head.
Yeah. Not too much. No.
No? Oh, my gosh. It all blocks up on the right side of your head, around your ear, and in the front of that would be your sinuses.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah,
that's
a headache I was talking about, the sinus pressure.
Okay. No,
That happens when you're not creative enough, and that's where your energy gets blocked. All up in there, okay?
Oh,
so you have to understand that when you're feeling that, you need to get out your artistic work and start working again, and that'll go away immediately, okay? Mm-hmm. But that's what happens when you get on balance, is you put it all up there on the right-hand side of the head.
Interesting.
Okay?
Yeah. Well, I want to share with you that, you know, when you have a sinus issue, Pam, it's an irritation. You're irritated.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you don't have that creativeness going on, and I want to ask you, to what step, starting when you get off the radio show tonight, Pamela, what step could you take to start being creative, to open? Because let me tell you what I'm going to ask. Your soul's purpose right now is crying out for you to trust your creativity. And that in itself will elevate your confidence. And that's what's going to start bringing that artistic abilities, because you don't wait for anybody else. It's your time to just go forward with yourself. Don't let anything stop you. But I want to ask you, what would be your first step that you could do to open up that little just opening up to feel more creative? What could you do?
Well, start painting again, or start. I have ideas about writing a book.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How do you write? Do you channel? Do you start channeling, or do you?
Well, I don't know how to write. I'll have to get help from another dimension or something. But
I've got the ideas, but I'm not
a writer.
Listen, Pamela, I have written 3 books. And 2 of them are about to come out. The first one's out. And do you know that I've never written in my life, and I channeled them all in?
Love it.
Please don't get into the idea that you have to have years of training. I just channeled it in. Didn't you do that too, Sherry?
Yes.
Yeah.
The same thing. And I'm not a writer either. And I have an editor that will attest to that fact that I'm not a writer. But
mine will too. Mine goes into
freakness. That's what editors are for. So don't sit there and think that you have to be a writer to complete a book. Okay, if you're being nudged to do something, you know, most likely it's not coming from yourself. It's coming from your own spirit guide on the other side nudging you. So you have to be aware of those little nudges to kind of push you forward and out of your comfort zone. To move yourself forward, right? So, you have to understand that, your chakras within your hands, when you start using your hands to either write or to create, all your energy opens up, okay? And so that's the reason why you're a painter, whether you want to write and stuff like that. It's the use of your hand. It's very, very important that you just focus in on that and kind of get back on that track again and let the doorways open up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And listen, Pamela, don't wait to be invited. Don't be wait for anybody to come in and say it's time. Just do it. And take that first step, you know, to paint that picture, start a journal of what you want to write about. And if it doesn't end up being what you write about, it doesn't matter. It's opening up, you know, those elementals that Sherry was talking about. It's opening up that energy again. And that in itself will just each day find something to be creative about.
Right.
You know, just something. And if you get that, and listen, it's so simple. Pamela, if you feel like you can't get creative and you get down and you get, you know, kind of that, you know, frustrated feeling, just say, that's it, stop. And just say, that's it, release this to the light and let it go. Because you can handle this. And I know Sherry will affirm that. You do not have to buy into the negative. Just say, stop. Just stop. I will not take this. Move it to the light. And I'm going to get creative now. And even if you do it with frustration, eventually it will take over, okay? It will take over, and you will, and your light will start to shine and speak for itself. So just remember that, okay?
I hope we've been enough help. Well, thank you so much, ladies. That's really wonderful advice.
How far is Laguna Beach from San Diego?
Oh, it's about an hour, less than an hour.
Sherry's from San Diego, where all the animals are in the zoo. Y'all have the best zoo there. I love that.
Yeah, we do.
They do have the best zoo.
Carlsbad. But, you know, Laguna Beach is where she's actually living is like an artist community. So
no
she centered
kidding.
Herself right in the middle of the artist.
Oh, honey, how beautiful. That's so beautiful.
It's a gorgeous area out there.
Did not know
it is
that.
Pretty.
It
feels good. I can tell you that. It feels freeing there when you just focus.
It is.
Your
it's very,
on.
Yeah, it's very free in the ocean here.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, Pamela. Thank you so much for calling in. And
thank you, ladies.
You know, stay
thank
in
you.
Touch. Yeah, stay in
All
touch.
Right,
so,
do.
Thank you.
So this is very powerful.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Now, you mentioned something, Sherry, that I want you to share with the listeners, because a lot of people are not aware that we have other chakras. You know, they're aware of the seven chakras. They're not aware of the other different chakras. So talk to us a little bit about the chakras in your hands and share a little bit about that with everyone.
Okay. We actually have hundreds of chakras. Chakras are an energy center. The main chakras that go from the root chakra are actually the crown and the higher self chakra above the crown all the way down to the root. And we also have some in the feet and the hands. Those are our main chakras. Mm-hmm. Those come from source energy and those create source energy. The ones that are the outer chakras are chakra centers that are pulling energy in from different places. For instance, when I do a lot of past life work and I do a lot of traumas, and people that are suffering from anxieties or traumas or issues that they can't seem to let go of, they actually, what happens is that they have attached themselves to something in a past life, and they'll open up a portal within the chakra, and they'll bring that energy of the first time they felt rejected or the first time that they felt belittled or humiliated or whatever they're dealing with. And they bring, or even a trauma of loss of life or something like that that has created, you know, a massive phobia, you know, in their lives. And so they have these outer chakras within either the aura or within other chakras or within the organs that have opened up and are bringing energy in from that time period.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you close those chakras down and you close those portals down, you're disconnecting their energy from that past life. And so I've had people that had phobias of not being able to drive, where we just close them and the phobia immediately goes away. Or of allergies from, you know, past life emotional issues, just clear them and the allergies immediately clear up. So it's just clearing those energies coming in from another time, another place.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fascinating because I do past life regressions as my main area. And, you know, I do them differently, but it works. It's fascinating because it works on the same principle. I just go in and do it with a different perspective. I do it more with a with the feelings and the thoughts and go in that direction. But what it is closing up the vortexes, and it
exactly
is closing
right.
up those energies, because mm-hmm. it's just done a different way. It's you know, that's why each of us have our unique abilities and skills. And
right.
so that's very fascinating, because a lot of people don't know, Sherry, that there are other chakras. They think they're just that, those seven chakras.
No,
and you know, so.
Yeah. And you know, until a few years ago, I really, I work with the medical community and some biochemists and stuff, so I do a lot of medical. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things I've always asked my guides is always to bring me clients that I can learn from,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so I can keep expanding and keep expanding my knowledge. And so when they kept telling me that there was a chakra inside of a chakra, I couldn't understand what they were talking about.
Oh.
And then I started discovering that there was other chakras on the outer, you know, on the outer thing. And when I started testing, because I use kinesiology, you know, for
right.
all of
okay.
my work.
I
and
love that.
And so when I started testing, it's like, well, how many chakras are open? And they would tell me like 89. And I was like, what? You know, so when I first started learning about it, it really kind of threw me off as well.
Yeah.
But it's the first thing now that I check when I'm working with somebody, is to find out how many past life chakras they have open.
That's,
you know,
fascinating,
Where they're actually, what lifetime they're actually going into, what the trauma is, what the emotional aspect is, you know, and find out why they're bringing that energy into, what created that energy to come back into this lifetime.
Now, that is a very fascinating. I love to get into this. I want to discuss this, Sherry, because many people, I call them triggers. Other people
mm-hmm.
call them buttons. You know, we have had, I don't even want to say how many lifetimes we've all had, but obviously we're not sitting here as Vicky and Sherry and, you know, Lisa and Michael and Pamela and all the other listeners living all of these lives. Something in this incarnation has to trigger, open it up,
bring it
forth too. And this is very, I love to talk about this. Now, so when you do your kinesiology, then you look for, when you're going to work with somebody in their past lives, because we do it a little differently, and I'm
mm-hmm.
loving to learn this. When you, how do you know which one you're going to work with? I know how I do mine, but how do you decide, you know?
First of all, I find out how many past lives are actually involved.
Okay.
I actually find out also, because this is very important, whether it's a direct soul reincarnation or whether it's a genetic soul memory.
Okay.
Because sometimes with the DNA, it holds the memory of the past lives for, I think the Bible put it as the sins of the forefather for seven generations. And so sometimes it can be coming in through the genetic side, and sometimes it can be coming in from the direct soul reincarnation side. So I'm also testing to find out how many are genetic and how many are direct soul reincarnation memories. And
you do some cord work here, and then you've got to be doing some cord work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, all right.
So, first of all, I have to find out, and then I go back to the first one where everything started, and it kind of built on from there. It's like one thing led to another thing that led to another thing, to find the core issue. You know, for instance, I had somebody earlier today that had an issue of defensive. They were always very defensive, but it started three lifetimes ago. And the defensiveness was to cover up being alienated from a community.
Okay.
And so her issue really wasn't defensiveness. That was the outcome. Her issue was really about alienation and not fitting in. And so that's what we needed to clear and shift out of her.
Now, how often, I mean, not how often, but when you're doing a session with someone, how long does it take you to get through this?
For each issue, maybe like 15, 20 minutes, maybe 30.
Uh-huh. So you might be working with somebody an hour and a half, depending on their situation.
Usually about an hour.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, depending on their situation. And depending on how deep the actual, issue actually is. Like I just finished up working with somebody in London who hasn't left their house in 17 years, but, now he's out and about, but it took about 4 months worth of work to get him out and about and living a normal life again. I mean, so, you know, those kind of things, it just depends on how deeply rooted it is and how attached to their issue they actually are.
One thing I love, Sherry, in working with past lives, and I hope that I'm explaining it so everyone can understand, for those that are not really into past lives as much, because I know Sherry and I are talking a lot about this. Mm-hmm. At the same time, though, there are, you know, as you had mentioned, the sins of the father. When you have connections from lifetime, from generations to generations, when you go to heal those, and I just want to educate everyone, because I know Sherry knows this, you can release old karmic patterns that, even though they're on the other side, they mm-hmm. still get that opportunity to heal.
Yes.
And it can be a very powerful gift to those who came before you, and certainly those who will come after you, from a genetic, you know, aspect. There's
from
one other
aspect, yes,
yeah, yeah. Now yeah. there's one other some because we have an extra couple of minutes, Sherry, because they started late. So Seth said we have a couple minutes. I want to discuss something with you. I'd love your viewpoint on the adoption. Because my understanding, real briefly, is that when my daughter's adopted, that when she comes in, she also inherits these issues that we're talking about, necessarily the DNA, but the whole issue of karma. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to get your viewpoint on that, because at the, you know, around the age of 8 to 10, their blood changes and they go through this whole shift mm-hmm. in their karma. And I, you know, I just love to hear what your viewpoint is on that.
Well,
I know we're going through this mighty fast.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, okay, that's like a 2 minute. Let me see if I can come up with a
real fast, but it's, you know, adoption.
When you are around people, okay, and you are living with people and you're around people day to day to day, they are emitting frequencies and vibrations out of their body. And when your thought patterns start aligning with them, you now pick up those vibration and frequencies from other people that are now changing your body. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's why married couples have a tendency to start looking like each other after 20, 30 years, right? It's because they have picked up their each other's vibration and each other's frequencies on their thoughts and their issues, and they start to think alike. And when they start to think alike, then their chakra points start to change, their meridian points start to change, and the construction of the meridians start to change. Everything goes back into alignment with that belief system. And so, and that is what changes the DNA.
Yes.
And what changes their being.
Well, this subject, real briefly, and then we'll close for the night, but it came up because my daughter was talking about DNA, not using those terms. And I had told her, I said, being that you have been with me for as long as you have, 8 years, you have more of my DNA than you actually have of the birth mothers, because we have changed, and as time goes through, we will I didn't use those exactly, that you have more DNA, but the shifting mm-hmm. of the DNA is how I explained it to her, and we were watching mm-hmm. Kung Fu Panda 2, which brought all this up. But I think it's a fascinating subject. Sherry, I'll have to have you on another time, and we'll talk about it then.
Okay.
If you want to get in touch with Sherry, go to Sherry Hopson, that's HOPSON.com. She also can be reached through her assistant, Liz, at 760-521-2027. Sherry, I want to thank you so much for being my guest. It was such a wonderful, just enjoyed it so much, and you have such
quite a pleasure.
Wonderful
thank
energy.
You so much.
Yes, thank you so much. And be sure and visit me at VickiFord.com and put your contact in, and I'll give you a free mini reading. So, y'all, everyone, remember to breathe. And do you have a special message for everyone, Sherry?
I do have a special message for everybody. I want everybody to remember that our environment around us is a mirror. And so it is there to help us to grow and to learn and to appreciate what we're going through so that you can move forward.
Thank you very much. Good night, everyone. Be blessed and have a beautiful week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.